glad that you're. How many has got your bulletin today? I have a bulletin somewhere around here. Oh, there it is. How many has enjoyed your bulletin today? Get a mic out there, Andrea. And Steve's going to explain to us a little bit about your special bulletins today.
Some of you may have received a little extra gift in your bulletin, and it's pretty noticeable. I think it's more of a nice way to promote the fun, the Christian fellowship, just the great times that we have in our small group. We had our small group Christmas party on Friday evening, and Friday night after everybody left, and much of the day yesterday, Saturday, we spent pulling these pictures out of everywhere out of our house and we're still trying to find them all. And I know that part of that is paybacks, because this year the Christmas party happened to be at my house, so everybody brought pictures of themselves to share with me, because every other year we've had it at somebody else's house, I brought pictures of myself to share with them. So yeah, it's kind of payback, and so the picture in your bulletin is kind of payback for payback. So.
And I think that when you distribute your pictures, you put them in places that kind of unique, right?
Oh, yeah, and so it's hopeful that it takes a while to find them, and there was a nice one back here on the mixer?
Yep.
that would have taken us a while to find, but my wife decided to steam clean our carpets yesterday, and when she moved the couch, she let out a scream, and I thought she found the big spider again, and turns out, no, she found a nice picture of Mr. Henson.
All right. Got a good picture of Scott.
So it's just, if you're not in a small group, get in one. It's a lot of fun, and it's great getting to know each other and learning a lot about each other, and whether they like it or not.
And finding those unique pictures all around, that's just part of being in a life group. And if you're not in a part of a small group, please put that on a communication card or see me. Right now would be a great time to get in one, because today we're kicking off a new series called One Month to Live. And for the next 6 weeks, now I know 6 weeks is a little bit longer than 1 month, okay? But in the next 6 weeks, we're going to be studying and we're going to be going through One Month to Live by Carrie and Chris Shook. And it is a great study. And instead of making New Year's resolutions, how many has made New Year's resolutions and broke them? Okay, this deals with, instead of making resolutions, trying to figure out in your life how you can live your life like you're going to live for the next 30 days. And then that would be it. What kind of changes would you make? What are some things that help you do? It's not necessarily a book about dying. It's a book about living. And so I'd encourage you, if you're not in a life group, if you're not in one of our small groups, please, by all means, get involved in some. There is a list of them for you. And also, if you are interested in getting in one, or none of the times fit for you, we'll try to accommodate you and allow you to get involved in one of our life groups. And also, if you would take the time this morning, I'd really appreciate it to fill out the communication card. Any commitment that you make while you're here today, please indicate that on there. And any prayer requests that you have, by all means, put that prayer request on there. We want to pray for you this week, and we'll be sending those out to our prayer team, unless it's just for me, and then I'll be praying for you specifically. There are a couple things back there on the table. There's a calendar for the year. I kind of let you know. Take one of those home. I haven't mentioned it the last couple of weeks. And also, there's information on Journey to Significance. It's a ladies' conference. It's going to be in February over at Bambi Lake. We have that going on. We want to advertise that. And if you ladies like to go, it'd be a great time. That's enough of the announcements today. We are going to have a potluck coming up here in a couple of weeks, but today we have with us one of our missionaries that we're sponsoring, so I just want Corey to share just a little bit this morning about what God's doing up in the big city of Bel Air. Kind of neat things there. Thank you, Corey, for being here this morning.
I won't yell then. Bel Air, things are going pretty good. Things have been very exciting up there. We are continuing to establish all sorts of different groups, mostly outreach groups, and we're starting this month to begin some affinity groups. We have after-school programming going on for kids, And right now all we have is middle school. And in March we're going to be starting an elementary program. We've been averaging about 20 middle school kids every week at our after-school program, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you think that there's 150 kids in the entire high school of Bel Air, we got a pretty good chunk of the middle school target that we're looking for. So we continue to do that. We're partnering with other churches with divorce care. We had 10 divorcees at our newest divorce care program that started up Tuesday, and things are getting pretty exciting over there as we continue to keep working. And we appreciate your support, your prayers. Keep those up. I do have a wife and family. I left them behind today. You can continue to pray for their health as we had a rough night last night with my son who's getting sick, and you know how that goes when a two-year-old gets sick. You just can't tell him to tough it out. So you can continue to pray for us, and we just appreciate you folks so much for supporting what we're doing in Bel Air, and God bless you all.
Thank you. Somebody else like to share what God's doing and how God's working in your life? I'm going to ask Jim Reynolds here. I can't let you go, Jim. I'm sorry. But God's been doing some things, and we're getting ready to send these guys off to pastor here soon. So go ahead and share with us about that.
Well, last week I wasn't here. I was up in a church in Pelston, and I was preaching for them. After that, I met with the pastor search committee. They've asked me to come back on the 24th, preach again, and then we'll meet with the congregation. And if everything goes well on that, they will vote and whether to bring me in as their pastor. So this is for a Baptist church that's moving at light speed. And I feel that's where the Lord's led me. That's why he brought me up here from Virginia, was for that little church out there in Pelston. So,
amen.
Anyway, yeah.
Pretty cool. And I'm thankful that God sent you here and God sent you to the orchard for these few months that you've been here. It's been a great blessing to have y'all. Praise God for that. Somebody else like to share how God's working in your life right now?
With our life group, we ended up and spawned off another life group where someone in our life group decided to do another one just for women. And so they're doing theirs on Saturday in a different city. So it's definitely, it's just awesome to see God work and to bring new people who's not even going to church to some of these life groups. So
amen.
It's just amazing.
And that's what we want to do. You know, we want you to invite your neighbors. We want you to invite your friends to your life group so they can do life together with you. Life groups, living our lives in such a way that impacts our friends and family for an eternity. And that's what we want to happen during the life group. Somebody else like to share something God's up to in your life right now, how he's working.
Mine's actually not so much my life as my 6-year-old daughter, Zoe. Within the past, I'd say it was about a week ago, and we were having a conversation. We babysit some neighbor girls, and she was talking about going to church, and we were talking about our ethnic backgrounds that were Indian. She says, "I'm Indian and Christian." And I laughed, and I said, "Do you know what Christian means?" And she's like, "Yeah, Mommy." She's like, "It means that I believe in Jesus." And I said, "Yeah, you believe that, you know, God sent his son to die for our sins and you have to accept him into your heart." She says, "Mommy, I already did that in church." So, you know, God knows her heart, and that's just amazing. She's 6, and, she had never really shared that with us before. And she talks highly of the clients and just, you know, going to church here, and it's great that God's working in the children's lives here.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else like to share?
Yeah, I have a 54-year-old niece, and I remember at the time that my brother had his heart attack, we visited, it's his daughter, visited in the waiting room down at St. Mary's in Saginaw. And she was telling me all about all the paths to God and how that, you know, she believed in reincarnation. She was a New Ager and all this stuff. And something's happened, though, over the years. And now she's really on fire for Jesus Christ. And
amen.
So spiritual. She has a blog. She journals it every day. And it's just like, wow, you know.
Amen.
It's really refreshing.
God has a way of changing people's hearts and lives, doesn't he? All right. Well, let's just go to the Lord in prayer right now this morning. I just want to take time to pray. And Father, we thank you so much for this day. And God, there's been so many things that's been here this morning that has could have caused us to lose focus on you and to focus on other things. But God, right now, we just want to set our heart on worshiping you. Lord, I ask you right now that for those who are, our hearts are heavy right now, Lord, with job situations. Even this morning, God, I've had two or three people come in and talk about their work situation. And God, it's a disturbance to my heart this morning. And I know that God has got to be affecting those who are here in our congregation. So, Lord, I pray that you'd be with them today. God, I pray and thank you that you promised that you'd provide every need that we ever had. God, you said if you took care of the flowers in the field that are arrayed more than all of Solomon and all that he had, and you took care of those flowers, and you take care of the birds, God, you take care of us. And Lord, I pray, God, that your will be done in each one of these situations that's been mentioned. God, there's been health issues that's been mentioned this morning. God, you are the great physician. You're the Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. God, even specifically this morning, Lord, for the one that's been asked prayer for many, many times over, God, would you touch her this morning and would you minister to her life and to her body? Lord, just want you to know we love you today. We don't demand that you do anything. Woe is us to demand anything of you. We're just asking you as your children. In Jesus' name.